Proclamation number 8450 of 27th of March, 1963. Great power effect of the divine word in the hereafter. A spiritual realm is opened up to you through the working of my spirit within you, which you would not be able to fathom intellectually. And I also know why I convey such knowledge to you. I know where this knowledge is directed from you again. I know who is receptive to it and who desires to know about that which is intellectually concealed from the human being. I also know what effect my word, which provides information about deepest knowledge, has on individual human hearts. And for the sake of this effect I constantly provide you, my servants, with spiritual knowledge of highest value, for it can kindle a light in all of you that all spiritual darkness will fall away from you, that you will be in a state of brightest realization again. I pursue no other goal with the transmission of my word from above than to radiate a light into the darkness, for darkness is my adversary's kingdom and characteristic. But where I work there is light, and there the adversary has lost his power. For anyone who moves in the light has escaped his sphere of power, he is broken through the darkness and turned towards the light which originates from above, from me. And thus I have known for eternity where I still find open hearts which gladly turn towards the light if only a faint glow touches them. And therefore no work is done in vain which is connected with my conveyance of the word, because I know exactly who benefits from this spiritual work, because I also know that there are many earthly pilgrims who settle down exhausted where the living water flows from a spring. You, my servants on earth, you conscientiously do your duty, you try to comply with my will and work for me without, however, being able to overlook the success, but I know about it. And you should also continue to work diligently even if your work seems to be in vain. Just be satisfied with the assurance that nothing is done in vain which is done for me and my kingdom in the will to serve me. A person only needs to harbor the inner desire to know the truth in spiritual matters. And this person will certainly enter the realm of my Son of Love. He will certainly receive truthful knowledge, because I know every person's thoughts and respond to them as soon as they are turned towards me myself and my kingdom. The fact that there are only ever a few should not discourage you, for throughout infinity all my teachings are heard and accepted again by those souls which have already taken the path of ascent, even if they departed from earth immaturely. You humans think in a limited way, and thus you cannot grasp the thought that my ray of love penetrates everywhere, that my word resounds everywhere in a spiritual kingdom and never remains ineffective. However, the full certainty of this does not serve you, for you would truly lose your humility if you were able to see the great success which the acceptance of my word by you results in for the I-conscious creatures in the spiritual kingdom. Because everything which originates from me must have a tremendous effect as an emanation of strength if it does not meet with resistance. And one effect of strength of my word is already that the souls give up their resistance when they are only very slightly touched by my strength, for which you, who are of service to me, provide assistance, for since you still walk on earth as a human being yourselves, you will also attract such souls which are still earthly bound but which also perceive the gentle light at and hasten towards it because the darkness afflicts them. These will then already be willing to give up their resistance, and now they will feel increasingly stronger effects of strength, and my word will be greedily received by these souls and no longer rejected as on earth. Believe it, you my servants on earth, that you are doing far greater redemptive work than is apparent to you in earthly life. And believe that the transmission of my word from above never remains without effect. Yet you cannot yet see through the spiritual kingdom. You only ever have to keep my assurance that you will do good work as soon as you seriously serve me of your own free will. Out of love for me and your neighbor who is in great spiritual need. And therefore you should make use of every day, always unite with me and all spiritual beings full of light and devote yourselves to receiving a ray of light of love from above which will give life to everything that is still dead if only it is received without resistance. If my word is listened to and taken to heart so that it can also become effective, be it on earth or also in the spiritual kingdom. For much unredeemed spiritual life still awaits its redemption. Amen.